Hi, I'm Dave Clemens. It's time now for your WaterWise Tip of the Week. So we've got Dan Denning here again. He's the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. Good morning, sir.
Greetings, Dave.
So this week, this little episode is called Measure Your Success. What's that mean?
Yeah, so I mean, it came from a question we get a lot with folks when we're talking to folks on the phone or through a customer service call. And they've got a leak, or they took a look at their water use and they were shocked, right? And they're like, well, how much is the average household? Like, how much should I be using?
Sure.
And there's lots of variables that go into that, right? But what we wanted to share today was, you know, we've got some data for the 2023 year. And so this might be helpful for some folks to help answer that question and just kind of gauge where you're at, right?
Okay.
You know, when you're making decisions, you need to have a little bit of information. So this might help some folks. And so this is the average household in Bend uses about 104 gallons per day for the whole household in the wintertime. So this is not taking into account how many people you have specifically in your house, but just on an average.
Just an average house.
Yep. And then in the summer, that goes up to 388 gallons per day.
388 gallons of water a day?
Yeah, just on average.
I mean, if you think about milk jugs, a gallon jug, and you got 388 of those just sitting in your garage.
Right.
That'd take up a lot of room.
So think about this. One of the kind of explanations I used to use with people is like, how much water would you use a day if you had to fill it up at a well and carry it to your house?
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Just the two buckets.
A whole lot less,
Just those two buckets, that's it.
Yeah, right. So it's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. But so it's like, great. So now you've got these numbers, how do we use them? And so one of the things I want to encourage people to do is the City of Bend water customers, you have access to WaterSmart. You've heard us talk about it before, but basically it's your customer water use and data all available for you. And one of the things that's on there is your gallons per day that you used for the last billing period. So you can kind of look at these two numbers and say, it's December. So, I know the average is 104 gallons per day. How do I fit into that? And so it's just a good gauge to, if you're unsure and maybe you're thinking about upgrading or doing a project or something that would reduce your water use, this is a good gauge to kind of give you that benchmark of where you're at.
It'll feel good too. If you look at it, you're like, oh, wow, I'm using, 100 gallons a day. And then you'd make some changes around the house and you look at it, it's like, wow, I got down to, 80. I don't know what reasonable amount would be, but I mean, that would be awesome.
That would be pretty rad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, a morale booster
then
for sure.
You brag about it, you know? You'd be like your vegan friends.
You brag.
Constantly bragging about something that affects your life, but not necessarily theirs. Actually, in this case, it does affect theirs. Because you're saving water, that helps everybody.
It's a community system, right?
Yeah, totally.
So you have something to talk with your neighbor about.
I like it.
Guess how much water I use.
Yeah. Do you know how much you use? You should. You are the water. You don't have to say how much. Just tell me yes or no. Do you know how much water your household uses?
I do.
Are you low or high? Because you've got two kids.
I've got three kids.
You got three
kids? Yeah, so there's five of us in a household.
Okay.
And some goats and chickens and a dog and a whole bunch of
stuff going on.
We got lots of people using water, right? But unfortunately, I'm not a City of Bend water customer, and so I don't have access to this information.
Oh.
So what I do is I'm counting showers.
Sure.
I'm doing all these things.
Do you guys have the timer in the shower?
I do.
You really do?
Oh, yeah.
That's something you can get from the City of Bend.
We have those available for you.
Yeah.
So I've got a teenager. And a tweener,
right, sure.
And someone who likes to just stand in the shower. So yeah, we're real cognizant of the water use in our house.
Right. Very cool. All right, more WaterWise tips. Where do you go?
Our website is at waterwisetips.org.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dave.